isn't it? What a tremendous reading about the transforming power of God, which is essentially what we're looking at together. We are engaging in a series here, and also occasionally, I know, at Crag as well, on encounter people who met Jesus and people who had transforming experiences with Jesus. And here are a number of people today who, through an encounter with Jesus, were transformed. We believe as a church that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that his Holy Spirit wants to flow through our lives and into the lives of others, and that God's transforming power is at work today. Do you need to hear and experience that transformation? Because you can. Jesus' transforming power is there for you. Just a few things from this reading. And one of them is quite strange. Can I use this instead, which at least allows me to rove a little bit? That's much better. I feel happier. There's an amazing thing that happens here, which we can easily miss because we see the end of the story. Everything works out well. And with God in his grace and mercy, love wins. And we know that, and we see that, and we see that worked out. But putting ourselves in the place of Jairus for the moment, everything seems to have gone wrong. And midway through this reading, we have a significant issue. Because they're on their way, Jesus has delayed, and what happens is that the news comes that the daughter has died. And yeah, let's just pause for a moment and just imagine how he's feeling, what he's thinking. Verse 49 is the one. Your daughter is dead. Don't bother the teacher anymore. Really praying through what to say this morning. And on an occasion like this, where it is an altogether, you sort of want to say something strategic as a church leader. You want to speak into wider situations and wider concerns. You want to say something that's big and bold and visionary. But I just sense God saying, I want you to say this. I want you to pause at the moment where Jairus is in despair, where all hope has gone, and say to people, if you feel like that, then God is with you. I just have a sense that there are people here this morning who are in that Jairus moment, who have trusted God and feel that they've been let down. And perhaps to all intents and purposes have been let down. They put their trust in Jesus. You've put your trust in Jesus. You're on the journey with him. And yet there's been delay and there's been difficulty. And things haven't worked out how you want. And you've had bad news. And you're thinking, why bother? Why bother with God? Why bother with Jesus? Why bother with faith? It's hard. It's difficult. It's disappointing. Things seem to have taken a wrong turn. It may be that you're even thinking about checking out of faith altogether, or you're coming back after some time away and you're wondering, can God be trusted? Life is hard. We see that in the Gospels. We see that through pandemic. We see that in families and homes and workplaces. There are all sorts of struggles that we have. And we have these Jairus moments, these times when disappointing news comes, and we just think, why bother? Why bother with faith? Why bother with Jesus? I think that God wants to speak to us very specifically today And the words that Jesus says to Jairus, as Jairus is full of fear, this synagogue ruler, this church leader, if you like, someone who is full of fear and trepidation and concern, and the bad news has come. And Jesus says very clearly, very explicitly, I want you to keep on trusting. I want you to keep on going. I want you to keep on following. Don't bother the teacher anymore. Jesus' words to Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe. I just sense that God is saying that. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Whatever your context, whatever your struggles, whatever your issues, don't be afraid. Just believe. If you have experienced what you believe is disappointment with, hold on, keep trusting, keep going, keep walking. Don't be afraid, just believe. This is a word for you. Just hold on to it. And it may be that you just want to sit with this and just be clear about this, that this is God's word for you. And actually, well, it may not seem big, and it may not seem visionary, and it may not seem strategic. But if we can hold on as Christian disciples through the tough times, if we can keep walking forward with God, keep trusting, keep sharing, keep doing life with Jesus, then that actually is the most strategic thing that we can hear. The important thing as God speaks powerfully into our hearts. And then there is this power of God's to transform. This is the second thing and the final thing and the wonderful thing, that God's power comes and transforms the situation. Not necessarily in our time, but always in God's time. You have the resurrection power that is released for Jairus' daughter. God's power is the power that raises the dead, that brings light to the darkness, that brings transformation to the most hard places. His resurrection, hallelujah, power. And for the woman who comes and touches the edge of his cloak, we see God's compassion and his power working out. It shouldn't work like this. If you read the Old Testament, someone who is bleeding as she was is declared unclean, and if someone touches them or they touch someone, then that person is unclean. Their uncleanness has gone out from them to the other person. But with Jesus, it works in reverse. His power, his cleansing, his forgiveness, his healing, his grace and mercy and indescribable love goes out from him to her, and she is healed. Do you need to know God's power? Do you need to know God's touch across the sites that we have, in the ministries that we're involved in? Do we need to know this personally in our lives, where we sense that there is uncleanness and there is difficulty and there is struggle? God's power comes to transform. Do we need to know that power for witness, for mission, for evangelism? God's power not only for us, but flowing through us and going ahead of us to transform others. Here we see a glimpse, a snapshot of Jesus' extraordinary compassion and Jesus' extraordinary transforming power. We live in challenging times. Our missional contexts are difficult, but God's power really is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is the power to transform. Hold on in the dark times and know God's power in your life, changing, freeing, equipping, and releasing, and sending you on and to love and to serve. Let's just take a moment together, and I will lead us in a prayer, and then we'll sing and move into our time of communion. Guys, could you just get the other mic set up for me, if this one has gone so I can use the radio mic. That's great. Father God, thank you for your grace and glory in sending Jesus. Thank you for his transforming love and power. And thank you that we see a glimpse here in Jairus of someone sort of suspended between faith and unbelief, someone who is afraid, someone who feels that you've let them down, someone who, well, it's not worked out the way that he hoped. Why bother? Why bother with Jesus? Why bother the Master any longer? Lord, we thank you for your call, your encouragement, your coming alongside us and saying, keep going. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep walking with me. Keep trusting. My love is there for you to lead you forward. And what love this is, what transforming power this is. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing before we come to our time of communion. And we're going to sing, There is a Redeemer. And so I want to encourage you to stand to sing. If the elders and Duncan, who are helping me serve, if you can just come forward and sit in the chairs at the front, that would be absolutely great. Thank you.